This morning's reading is taken from Matthew 25, starting to read at verse 14. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put the money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also, the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with 2 bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvested where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth."
Okay, so this morning I have some questions for you to start with. So obviously, because I can't see your faces, you're going to have to put your hands up. So the first thing I want to ask you is, who likes being given things? I know I do. I like being given things. Do you like being given sweets and chocolate? Yeah, yeah. What about being given more work to do? No, no one. And lastly, what about gifts and presents? Yeah, there's a lot of hands up there. So, you know, we all like being given gifts and presents, and it's only, I think, 40 days, I think I've counted that right, until Christmas, so it's coming up soon. But we're not here today to talk about Christmas presents. We're here today to talk about some different gifts, and they're gifts that God has given us. So before we get stuck into that, you might be wondering what my big pile of cardboard here is for. Well, this is my gift for Robin. I'm very kind, you know, giving a gift of cardboard. Got to make sure that we're socially distanced still. So yes, Robin, there is your gift of cardboard. So I have a bit of a challenge for you today. I want you to make something out of the cardboard. There is tape and pens and scissors in there as well. So it's up to your creative license to make something out of this cardboard, whatever you feel like you want to make. Hopefully there's enough cardboard there for you.
You're thankful I'm not your line manager.
Yeah. So, you know, Robin's going to build away, I suppose. I don't know what he's going to make. I'm interested to see how this goes. But whilst Robin's being creative, as I said earlier on, we're talking about gifts that God has given us. So maybe when you think about the gifts that God's given us, you think of Jesus, because he was the ultimate gift that came down at Christmas. Or maybe you think of what we're going to talk about today, which is our gifts and our talents. So in the Bible we read so much about how we are fearfully and wonderfully made, how we're made in God's image, or how we're God's handiwork. All of this is true and all of it's so important. God has made us all so different, and there's no two people who are exactly the same in every way. So even identical twins will have different gifts and talents. So what are these gifts? Well, sometimes we call the things that we're good at our gifts. So maybe you're really good at singing or playing music. Maybe you're really good at doing maths. Maybe you're an amazing cook or baker. Or maybe you're really good at reading books and explaining things to other people. There's so many other gifts as well. And you know, all of our gifts and talents are important to God, and we can use them to praise him. So in 1 Peter 4 verse 10, it says, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." That's a bit complicated to understand. So what does that actually mean? Well, God has given us all different skills and talents and gifts, which all make up who we are as unique individual people. Sometimes we can use our gifts to make a lot of money as well. But if that's all you're thinking about, then you've maybe missed the point of God's plan. God gave you your gifts and your talents to help other people, not just to help yourself. So, Robin, how's it going?
Yeah, just leave me in peace for a while.
Do you know what you're making yet?
No.
Okay. See, it can be a wee bit difficult, can't it, whenever I give you absolutely no help whatsoever or ideas, or even give you instructions like you would get with a box of Lego. So we'll give you another few minutes.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, to keep doing that, and then we'll check back with you. So thankfully for us, God doesn't leave us as clueless as I have left Robin this morning. God gives us some guidelines and instructions for how to use our gifts and what to use them for. And he does this in the form of a parable or a story, which is the one that Catherine read for us a bit earlier on. So in this story, obviously the man is going away on a journey, so he gives three of his servants his money. So the first servant gets 5 bags of gold, the second one gets 2 bags of gold, and the last one is given 1 bag of gold. So obviously, as we heard, the man who was given 5 bags of gold earned 5 more back, and so had 10 in total. The one who was given 2 did the same and had 4 in total at the end. But the last servant, who had only been given 1 bag of gold, took it away, dug a hole in the ground, and buried it. So when the man came back from travelling, the servants came back to him and gave him the bags of gold back. To the first and second servant, we heard that the man said, "Well done, good and faithful servant." But to the third servant, the one who had just buried the gold in the ground, well, it's safe to say that the man wasn't very happy about that. He called the servant wicked and lazy because he didn't use the money very wisely. So you might be sitting there asking, why did Jesus use this story? Well, it tells us about how we should use our gifts and talents. If we're like the first two servants, where we go away and we use our gift wisely, then God will be pleased and we will be those good and faithful servants. But if we're like the third servant and we just ignore our gift, leave it to the side and don't do anything with it, then that might make God a wee bit upset. See, God wants us to use our gifts and talents to help other people and to praise him as well. And we need to choose to say yes to this. Very good. So Robin, what have you made?
I've made a house for me to live in when I retire. There you go. It's a little door and all.
Very good.
Isn't that good?
Can you go inside it?
Aye, I probably can.
There we go. Good job.
Thick roof and all.
I know. If you want, you can go and sit down now. You don't have to take your house with you. So whenever I gave Robin his gift, he actually could have chose to say no and just not do anything with it.
Now you tell me.
I know. He could have chose just to go back up to his little seat in the pulpit there and just left his gift there, sitting there doing nothing, and it would have just been a pile of rubbish. And you know, that might have made me a wee bit upset because I brought this all the way from Hollywood this morning. So you know, not that easy. But Robin used his gift creatively and made something with it. And that's just like what we should be doing with the gifts that God gives us. Instead of just saying no and letting them sit there, we have to make the most of what we have and use them to worship God and to help others. So just before I finish, I want to give you a challenge this week. I want you to think about the gifts that you have that God has given you. And then I want you to think, how can I use these to serve other people? Or how can I use these to worship God this week? And then act on it. So actually go out and do those things. So if it's that you're a really good cook and you really love cooking, make someone else a meal and drop it around to their doorstep. Or if you're really good at reading things, maybe help a younger sibling to read a book. So just before we finish, I'm just going to pray. Dear God, thank you that you've given us all these gifts. Thank you that you tell us to use these gifts to worship you and to help others. And God, help us this week as we find out what our gifts are to use them to serve you and to serve others. Amen.